Lamed. We're up to, we just started yesterday, the beginning of Perek Lamed. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Yud. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud, V'ata, and you, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, Num Hashem, you, Klal Yisrael, who here we are referring to by the name of Yaakov, do not be afraid. Num Hashem, V'al Techas Yisrael, do not be dismayed. We translate Techas very commonly as dismayed, but in the Mitzudos it translates to the word Techas, Lashon of Pachat. And in Pachat V'Shever, Shever is to be broken. Two words really which mean two different things. Pachat is fear, Shever is to be broken, but so maybe that's why the common translation is to do not be dismayed. Here in the art scroll it says, what?
Why do you say it's translated that way?
I don't know, for some reason it sticks in my, maybe I'm wrong. I just in my head it rings.
It is a very universal translation.
What? Techas?
Yeah.
What I just said, dismayed?
Yeah, just like in Yehoshua.
So what does it say in the Judaic? How do they translate it? Dismayed.
Yeah.
Dismayed. Okay, that's not how they translate it here in the art scroll.
Yeah.
It says, do not fear and do not be afraid. Al Techas is afraid.
That's just redundant.
They're
and so maybe that's why they're looking for a different word. So they're not repetitive.
Okay, dismayed is an entirely different connotation. The Rashi is silent.
It's like not to be disappointed or discouraged. Right. Discouraged, maybe.
But Rashi is silent, and in Mitzudos Sion he translates the word Techas Pachat Voshever, to be broken, to be afraid, and to be broken. So I guess here in the art school they're taking from the Mitzudos. Let's go further. V'al Techas Yisrael Ki Hinei Moshiach HaMirachayk. I'm going to save you from the distant places, that you find yourself. In other words, Ki Wutzgolios. The Zaracha Me'eret Shivyam, and your children from the land of their captivity. V'shav Yaakov V'shakat, Yaakov will return. V'shakat, and he will be at peace. V'sha'anan, tranquil. V'ein Macharid, and will not fear. Ki itcha aninu Hashem, I am with you. L'hoshi'echa. Ki esecha l'v'chol ha'goyim, although I will bring destruction upon all the nations. Asher hafit soy sicha sham, to the lands where I disperse you. Ach, but oscholoy esechola, I will not bring destruction, I will not bring obliteration upon you. The sarticha la mishpat, I will chastise you with judgment, but vinake loy anakeka, I will not completely eliminate you. The Mitzudos, look at how the Mitzudos seal translates the word Vinake in Pasuk Yud Beis. He's in Pasuk Yud Aleph. And look at the Mitzudos. He doesn't even translate it. I thought he translated it. Vinake loy anakeka. Okay, there is no translation, if I'm not mistaken. I will not, here in the art school, they translate as I will not eliminate you. Okay, let's go through these psukim. Completely destroy you. So Lashon of Nakei means it means to be free. It means to eliminate.
When we say it in the Yud Gimel Midos,
yeah.
What do we mean? The slate will be clean, right? The slate will be clear. The books will be clear. It could be in a positive way or
in a negative way. So here it means I'm not going to eat, like the art school translates, I will not eliminate you. Okay, let's go through the psukim a little bit more slowly. Let's look over here in Pasuk Yud and Mitzudos Stavit. V'ata and you, al tiro l'chein me'ata, al tiro shaloi tishtaka begoyla. Do not be afraid that you will be swallowed up. You will sink like in quicksand in the goyla. V'al techas Yisrael, kafal davim b'lum shoynoi. So here, according to the Mitzudos, where techas means to be afraid, and with this poetic repetition, ki hini Moshiach mirachayik, ki ani hu hamuchan lehashiacha ulegaolcha me'eretz merchak. When it says over here, the word merchak means from a distant land. According to the parish of the Mitzudos, I will redeem you. V'ez zaracha, return aloymar loy oischa ego el ki im zaracha hanoladim l'cha. Oysam egol me'eret shevyam. According to the Mitzudos, you will not be the ones who will be redeemed, but it will be your children, because for you it will already be too late. You're going to be there for 70 years, and there's no guarantee you're going to survive these 70 years. Only a very small number of people who actually went into Galus and came back. But your children will certainly have the option of coming back home to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk v'shav Yaakov me'oz v'holo yoshav yesh yoshav Yaakov b'shuva v'nachas v'hashket v'shanon. They will return with a continuous degree of return. And nachas means to be at peace. V'hashket is tranquility. Different expressions of peace and tranquility. You will no longer have a situation where someone will cause you to be afraid. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasik yud viato al tira mikol harois asher tira bo al bavel asher ato besoicha. When you live in Bavel and you begin to witness the churban that's beginning to come upon Bavel as a punishment for what they've done to Klal Yisrael, you need not worry that you will be destroyed with them, because I will extract you from Bavel. Rashi v'shanam. V'shanam means going to be kamo v'shaket. The word v'shanam means tranquility, the same expression. V'yisarticha la mishpat bidin chosuch. Okay, bidin chosuch. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Is that Targum? Is that the Targum within the Sartich and Rashi?
In Rashi,
Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Sarticha bedin
justly.
Bedin chos. What's the translation of the word chosuch?
Chosuch means to cut. When a decree, when a gezera is imposed, then and the word gezera itself means to cut. So chatuch is a synonym for that.
To be cut. Okay. So Hashem says He's going to chastise us with mishpat. V'nakeh loy anakeka loshon tiut hashmeid. This comes to sweep. The word tiut means to sweep. The word v'tisira means to sweep with a broom. I'm not going to sweep you out with an hashmeid, with utter destruction. That's not going to happen to you. Let's see the Radak pasik yud v'ato al tira merechoik me.
To
sweep clean. Hashem says He's not going to completely remove us. Okay, pasig yud. Let's see the Radak.
I know.
Okay, let's see the
Radak.
Let's see the Radak pasig yud. Yato al tira meirachok meiritz. When it says here in the pasig, meirachok, it means from a far away land. Meiritz ruchayka shatem megol l'shem, that you find yourself in exile there. V'yez zaracha. Bonecha hakatanim shloyoimar adam hakadolim yivrachu mehagalus yakatanim lo yuchlu l'royach yishodu b'yeret shivyam. Maybe you'll make a mistake. I think that the adults will be able, when the time comes, to be redeemed, to return to Eretz Yisrael. But the little children that are not able to move, they are going to be stuck in Bavel. Lo kein, that's not so. Ella benachas teitzu gidolim ukitanim. So notice that the Radak is coming to argue with the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas says that it's a perish. If you go back to the Mitzudos David, you'll notice there's a fundamental difference between the two. Because the Mitzudos says, V'yez zarecha ritzoyna loymar loy oyscha egol ki im zaracha hanoladim lecha oysam egol me'eret shivyam. According to the Mitzudos, when it says in the Pasuk, zaracha me'eret shivyam, this is a perish. This is an explanation of who is going to be redeemed. Your descendants, but not you. According to the Radak, no, that's not what it means. It means both. It means even your children. And don't think that your children will be too young. They'll be too gentle. They'll be too difficult to redeem. No, loychein ella benachas teitzu gidoylim ukitanim. Kamo sheomar benevuas Yeshayahu kiloy v'chipazon teitzei uvemnusa lo selechun. You're not going to go out in haste. So you're not going to go out and fling. We know this concept is a very popular concept, the difference between the Geula, Hasida, and the Geul of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim, it was Bechi Pazon in a state of haste. The Geul of Hasid is going to be gentle. There's not going to be a rush. What's the difference between fleeing and leaving in a state of going slow? Will you be able to enjoy the geula? It's like with Lot. When Lot was told to run away from Sodom and not be killed, he was told, "Do not look back." Looking back, according to some of the commentators, is similar to the concept of bechi pazon. You have to get out of here very quickly. And there, Chazal is very clear. Why was he not allowed to look back? Because you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. You also should suffer the same fate as the people of Sodom. And the only reason why you are leaving is in the zuchus of Avraham. So when you're a free rider, you don't have the benefit of enjoying the trip. You're not going to go out first class. You're going to go economy, if not even that. You're going to go out. You're going to flee, going to run out, because you don't deserve to leave. It's only a chesed elyon in the zchus of Avram Avinu, so it's bechi pazon, do not look back. But the geulo ha'asida, loy bechi pazon, v'loy b'minusa. It's not going to be in a state of hate. It's not going to be fleeing. We're going to go slowly, because we're going to deserve the geulo. After 2,000 years of galus, we have earned the right to return to Eretz Yisrael, and we will go gently, delicately. We'll be able to take it all in and enjoy the benefit. And this is how the Radak is coming to understand the pshat in this pasuk when it says here, "Ki hinni Moshiach meirochayik v'ezar acham eretz shivyam," and your children as well. He's saying that what's hidden in this pasuk is you're going to go benachas, as the pasuk really goes on to say. Really, the emphasis is not just from the, is really from the end of the pasuk, is where it says v'shav yakov v'shokat v'shanan v'ein macharid. He is taking the words v'shokat v'shanan v'ein macharid as part of the way we will leave Galus and return to Eretz Yisrael, because we will deserve the geula, and therefore we'll be able to have benefit. It'll be for the parents and for the children as well. Okay, the next words, v'shanan, poyal ovar, musav la'asid. This we had so many times. The word shanan is in the past tense, even though Yirmiyahu is describing a future event. Many prophecies are written b'loshon ovar when we're predicting the future. Mibnei hava v'hanun psucha v'hatar v'hanun kimutza. He describes just how the word is presented. There's a vav and v'shanan. Okay, let's just leave that. I'm not sure what that means. Let's leave with that. Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki itcha, ki, because ki itcha aninu Hashem, I'm with you, and I'm going to chastise you, v'yisarticha la'mishpat, k'mo yishepirash yasreini Hashem ach b'mishpat. Like David said, Hashem chastised me, but with mishpat, klemar, ayasercha kifi shetuchal lisbol. I'm going to chastise you according to what you can bear. Lo kifi api v'chamasi, not according to my anger and my wrath. Lefi ma'asechem haroim v'chein tigim yonason v'aisi alach yisurin le'alfusach. I'm going to bring upon you yisurin in order to teach you. Baram bedin chasuch, it's going to be, that's what Rashi quoted, that's the words of the Rashi who's quoting the Targum. Bedin chasuch, it's going to be, I'm going to cut down mishpat. Now, mash amar l'mishpat, the pesucha, halama, this that it says, la mishpat with a patach, lahoy rois hayidia, it's like a hey hayidia, it's in a loymar, l'oysoy mishpat, shenohagti imcha, miyoyim sheyisarticha ba'avoynech. It's going to be with the same mishpat that I have chastised you in the past, k'mo shama yishayahu, hakim akas ma'keo hikahu, according to what you deserve, you're going to be hit. Now, according to this interpretation of the Radak, as we ran through very quickly, I didn't choose all the words, but the Hebrew does definitely bring out this concept, which is very popular in the mouth of many people, that Hashem only brings in his soyon upon a person that which he could handle. Hashem, this is a very interesting idea, we've discussed a few times, Hashem only tests a person if a person has the ability within him to be oimed in the nisayon. If Hashem, if this is what people say, if this is what if Hashem knows that a person does not have the ability, does not have the stamina to overcome a difficulty, a nisayon, Hashem will not bring that nisayon to the person. This is what the Radak here is coming to translate the words v'yisarticha lamishpat. The Yisurin will be mishpat. It will be just. It will not be overwhelming. If Hashem knows, Hashem who knows the person's thoughts, knows a person's koiches hanefesh, knows that a person cannot deal with such a great difficulty in life, and a person will just reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will not set up a person for failure. And therefore, that would be a violation of a Yisurim. It's not lemishpat. The Yisurim must be just. Just, it doesn't just mean that you'll get what you deserve. Because getting what you deserve can be overwhelming, can wipe the person out. But it means that when the punishment is being dished out to the person has to be able to learn from the punishment to improve himself. So there has to be a degree of mishpat in this idea. And as I told you many times, this idea is very popular, and that's mamash what the Radak says. He has a makar from a rishain to vatayich this in the pasuk v'yisatich. Look at the words again. Look at this. Look at these very, very good words. Very powerful yisavi. You only want to find a makar for this. You have it right here. What does it mean mishpat? Kiloimar. Whenever it says kolomar, he's coming to go and give an elaboration. I will only chastise you according to what you can bear. Loi kifi api v'chamasi, not according to my anger and my wrath, which means more than what you can bear. Lefi ma'aseichem horoim. And then he brings the targum, which seems to say exactly the same thing. I told you this once, Rabbi Reisman. I once gave a shiur on this, and Reisman said that this is what the Olam says. I hear we have a makar from the Radak, and he feels that this is apikursis to say such a thing.
Yeah, I can think of two examples.
Yeah.
One is Paul.
Yeah, 39, right.
Or whatever the number is, and
there's a limit.
If you can't withstand it, they don't keep going.
Well, that's because it's a gzeres hakosov that is that Torah is a pasuk that says it has to be l'chaim. You can't go give a person malchus when you're going to kill him. Well, because the purpose is that it should keep...
You have to be able to get up, a drasha. Another example, it said that said that a famine was brought, I think, in the days of David HaMelech.
Yeah.
It should have been brought earlier, but it wasn't because that generation couldn't withstand the famine. So it was postponed until
right.
The
okay.
Generation that could have proves the point.
That proves the point
that God realized they would.
Hashem only gives a nisayon to a person that can handle the nisayon. Now, Rabbi Reisman can't argue with a Rishon what it says over here in the Radak. Maybe he has another Rishon, but Rabbi Reisman was basically saying is this idea is abused.
Because people are committing suicide because they get so depressed.
Okay,
so obviously they couldn't handle
it. Well, that's not necessarily what it means. It means that the person, everyone has Bechira. That's not necessarily what it means. The person, we can't really judge any situation because we don't know what's going on in the person's mind. But the idea is, if a person has an nisayon, he has bechira chafshes. It's 50-50. Every person has a choice. You have a choice, and if your person fails, so according to this idea, if this idea is correct, a person does have it within himself to be oimed in that nisayon and survive and deal with it. Okay, again, you can't generalize because we don't want. This is a very deep idea, but what Reisman's basic point of view is that if you're going to say that his argument is, if you're going to say this idea that Hashem will only give a person an asoyon, something which he can deal with, you're limiting Hashem. Hashem is infinite. You can't go define HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you can only do this and you can't do this. Hashem can do whatever he wants. That's also a basic principle in Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no limit to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do, and if we do not understand, that's our problem. We don't understand. But it's not a reflection, that's not a deficiency in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By coming to define the Ribbono Shel'Olam, making up new rules and saying, Hashem, you only can do this and you cannot do that, that is something which is very questionable if you can say such a thing with with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you do, on the other hand, have this interpretation of the Pasuk, V'yisarticha la-mishpat. It means that the Yisurim themselves will be through Mishpat. Hashem will not bring a punishment if the person cannot deal with the punishment. Okay, let's see the next expression. I will not completely eliminate you. I will bring suffering upon you, but there will always be survivors for the next generation. The word v'nakeloi anakeko, he writes here, the radak, it means inyan kurisa, to be cut off. Kimo v'nokisa la'aretz teshev, the inhabitants of the earth will be cut off. Kikol hagoynev mizeh, anyone that steals mizeh kamohu, nakei gam hu in the kios. What? Okay, nakein. Okay, I'm not sure then. Ki han anikeres min ha'olam naki mimenu. A person that's been cut off from the world has been cleansed from the world. V'targum yonason v'sheit se'ol lo asheit sinach. I will not, I guess it means the same thing. I'm not going to eliminate, I'm not sure, I don't know what those words mean. I don't know. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis. Kikoyim Hashem, so says Hashem. Anush l'shivreich nachalo makoseich. Anush means sick. If you look in the Mitzudos Tavit, anush means inin machoif chazak, very great pain. Very painful. Your brokenness is extremely painful. Nachla also means the same exact word. It means your sickness. Nachla makosech. Your wound is very painful. Okay, let's see the mitzvah start. Let's do one pasuk at a time. These are hard pasukim. Pasuk Yud Beis. Anush l'shivreich hein emes. It is true. This complaint that you lodge against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying that you have suffered very much is correct. One more time. Hein behold emes. Es hashever shehoyu lecha hoya ka'uv biyoser. The pain that you suffered in Golus is extremely painful. Nachlo makoseich. Your wound hamakoy shebo alecha hoyu machli'im me'od. The wounds that have come upon you are extremely painful. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yud Beis and anush l'shivreich nachla shivreich. So he just translates the word. The word shivreich means en paresh balas. What does that mean?
Infirm.
Okay, it means you're sick. Let's see the radak pasuk Yud Beis. Ki choy amar Hashem, so says Hashem, onush l'shivreich, halamid b'mokoyim ho'etzem, v'yaspik zulasa. Okay, I don't know what these radak. A lot of these radaks are going to be very grammatical. I'm not sure what it means. The lamid is part of the shoresh. V'chein lamid le'amos chamesh, hargu le'avner, v'hadem lohem, achar ho'asida. Halam b'mokayim. What do you mean b'mokayim ho'etzem?
I don't know, but it says
you don't need it. You can do without it. We can do without the al. It's just a poetic padding to the word, like you find in different examples. Hargul li'avner v'adayim lohem achar ho'asidosh amar samach l'inyin loy anakeka onush l'shivreich v'dibulosh mekeva k'neged hachnasa. Amar af apish ato anush l'shevrech v'nachli mechasech o tichim l'cha tikva v'chol hamareim loch yilku b'avurecha. So here he's giving the pshat, and what he means over here to say is that even though right now you are in a very great state of pain, at this time, this point in time, in Golus, you are suffering very much, do not worry, there is hope. The hope is the Gula will come, and you will be spared, and your enemies will be destroyed. All those who consume you, who cause you to suffer, they will be the ones who will be consumed. They will be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge the people that cause you pain. I skipped. These words, which I explained before, they mean these are words of suffering. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudalid. Ein don dinech limozar. I'm sorry, Pasuk Yugimel, Ein Don Dinech LeMazar, there is no one has found a cure for your wound. Okay, Don Dinech means, the word LeMazar, in the Mesudos David says, the Refuah Samaka. No one has basically come along and found a solution for your illness, for your wound. Refuos to Allah Eloch, a good medicine. To Allah means something which is beneficial. A refuos to Allah, a beneficial refuah, no one has found for you. Let's see the mitzvah started on this pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ein don dinech lohoye mi meharayfim shayfeit mishpat makosech lekabel refuah. None of the good doctors have discovered a good healing, and therefore for your very painful illness there is no healing. When a doctor gives up hope, they just let the patient wither away, and that's what it means. Ein don dinech limazar. Mazar is a healing. And we're calling it a decision. It's interesting, we're calling over a doctor like a shofet. A doctor here is getting the term of a dayan. They are making decisions in a person's life. They're evaluating a person's situation, they have decided, what are they called? They're called the death panels, right? The death panels, that's exactly what it's referring over. Ein don dinech lemozar. These doctors, they have issued a decision which is very harmful, which is very frightening. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yud Gimel leMazar. The word Mazar means refuah. Ein Adam savu shetil chatushua. There is no one who fathoms that there can be for you a healing. The word Talah is refuah lashon hoyel. The word Talah means benefit. Comes from the word hoyel, and these two words together mean there's not going to be any beneficial refuah for your wounds. The Radak pasuk Yud Gimel. Ain don kol kachi nachla makoseich. Your wound, your makah, is so painful, is so harmful. She'ain roife sheyiye don hacholi. You can't even get a consultation. You can't even, when you try to go get an appointment by a doctor, no one even wants to listen to your situation because they realize from the very beginning that it's hopeless. Limazar, the word limazar kolaymar sheyoyloi mazar v'tichboishes. The word mazar typically means like a belt. A belt, you gird your loins, a mazar. And in this context, it means a band-aid. It means some type of compress that you wrap on the wound, and you press down hard on the wound. The same way you wrap a belt around your loins, so too the Azar lemosnaf, Azar is a belt. Azar lemosnaf, a girdle, some type of belt for your loins. So that's really what a bandage is. A bandage, some type of compress that you wrap around the wound. It's basically serving the same purpose as an azar, a belt that a gibor wraps around his waist. So that's why we use the word mazar, because in this compress you would insert medicine. Next. All of these expressions mean the same thing, that there's not going to be any refuah. Perish refuah v'chavalim b'mosholos. L'shonas l'chazek. Anyway, we have over here a lot of repetition. There's not going to be any healing for your wound. V'chaser havav hashimush. We're missing over here the vav. It should say in the pasuk, ein don dinech lemazar v'refuos to Allah ein loch. There really should be a vav in between these two expressions, but for whatever reason, Kol Shemesh V'Yireach, Reuven, Refuos V'Tallah. I'm sorry, Refuos V'Tallah, right? It should say Refuos V'Tallah Eilach. There really should be a vav, but the vav is missing, like we find in many different places. Reuven Shimon, Shemesh V'Yireach, V'Adoimim Lohem Binyanei Refuah V'Tallah. Really, it's Refuah V'Tallah. V'Inyin HaZehu Mashal, Himshel HaTzarais, All of the difficulties that Klal Yisrael is suffering are compared to an illness for which there is no refuah. Let's go to the next pasuk Yedal. Kol me'ahavayich shechechuch. All of your lovers have forgotten you. This goes back, they will not seek you out, because the wound of the enemy has come upon you. Musar achzori, a cruel chastisement, a cruel musar, a cruel punishment. Al roiv avonech, all of this has come upon you due to the abundance of your sins. Atzmuchat hosoich, and your mighty sins. The roiv avonech, atzmuchat hosach, the word atzmuchat hosach is repetition for the word roiv avonech. Okay, let's see the mitzudos on this pasuk yud dalid. Kol mehavaych, kol hayavim oisach shachubach, v'lo yidushu oisach l'vakarach be'etz hachayli. All of your lovers have not come to visit you at the time of your distress. Ki makas oyev hikisich, hikisi oyischok oyev hamake biyisuri achzori. I've smitten you, I've hit you, like an enemy hits their enemy with cruel types of wounds. They do things deliberately, they go out of the way to make the wound more destructive than it should be. Everyone thinks that they see that you're suffering, they think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu detests you. Al roiv avonayich, you deserve it. Hashem says, I did not punish you for nothing, you deserve what you got. Ki'im al roiv avonayich, due to the abundance of your sins, ki rov rabuchat hosayich, you have sinned very much. Rashi, the pasuk yud dalid, it says musar achzori yisurei achzorios. Hamusar achzori hu, the musar, the chastisement is cruel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person musar, he can give it musar, pleasant musar, and he can give musar that is cruel. The form of punishment that Klal Yisrael has received is going to be extremely cruel. Radak pasuk yudalid kol mehavayich shechechuch. Who are the nations that we are referring to? So this goes back to what we've learned so many times in the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyah. Ashur u'mitzrayim. Shehayisa hayleches lachem le'ezra shechechu oischa. You put your confidence in these two nations that when the time comes, Nebuchadnezzar comes to attack, that they will come to your protection. And that wasn't really Ashur. Ashur was in the olden days. That was when Paro. When Paro was coming to attack. But whatever the case was, at every point in time, Klal Yisrael, they formed alliances with these nations and hoped and assumed they would come to the rescue. And here we see that they have been betrayed. Lo yidrashu v'lama. Why not? Ki makas oyev hikisich kolamar samtich biyad hagoy hamar v'hanimor ho'achzori. I have delivered you in the hands of the cruel nation. Here are we referring to Bavel and the Nebuchadnezzar. V'hem kastim shlo yuchlu hem la'azor loch. And now Mitzrayim and Ashur are unable to help you from this cruel nation. Because they could not help themselves. If Mitzrayim and Ashur could not save themselves from Nebuchadnezzar, so why do you think they're going to be able to come and save you? Now they're not close from his father. What does this mean? This goes back to what we said before when we're dealing with the situation with the wound and the doctor. Omar, bedarchem le'odam sheyavo oyhaveh ha'choyli levakroi. What it means over here is that generally when a person is sick, so the person's friends, they come to visit. Ah, kasha yiru ki cholav kaved v'hu noyte lomus. When people see that the person is already about to die, then they no longer come to visit. Yisya'ashu mimenu me'ahavav ha're'im v'lo yivakru v'lo yidushu oiso. When their friends see that it's hopeless, the person that go about to die, they no longer come and visit. Aval oischosh shechichuch kol mehavayich. So to you, all of your friends have forgotten, bein reim, bein toivim, within danuch, chol yoch lemisa, because they judge, they assume you're going to die, ki makas chelev oyev hikisich, the reason why they no longer come and visit, because they assume in a very short time you're going to die, because the wounds that you are suffering from are very great. So therefore, this is according to the Radak's father, we're now referring to this pasuk, not to be interpreted in reference to the nations of the world. It's returning, just referring to simple mashal, referring to the doctors, your friends are not going to visit you because you're very, very sick. Musar achzori, perushoi, musar odom achzori, shemake umiyaser biachzorius, torture. You have people, you have been given over to a cruel person who's going to torture you. Musar samach li'achzori, the word musar is attached to the word achzori. Ki hu pasuach, and the way we know the two words go together, it's musar. If the word musar and achzori were to be separated, then it should say musar. It would say oyev hikisich musar. kama, achzori, and then we would say, and it's also cool, the fact that it says musar with the patach, achzori, that indicates that these two words go together. The type of musar that you're going to receive is going to be cruel. Your enemies are going to torture you. Next pasuk. Pasuk tes vav, ma tizak al shivrech. Why do you cry out over the fact that you have been broken? Anush mach oivech. Why? We have to repeat the words. Why are you crying out over the anush mach oivech, the fact that you're, read it backwards, mach oivech, that your wound is painful? There's no reason why you should cry out to me. You know why you're suffering. You're suffering because you deserve it. It's because al roiv avonech, it's due to the abundance of your sins. Atzmu chatosayich, this repetition, or we said with the previous pasuk, asisi el loch, I've done all of this to you. Let's do the next pasuk. Ulechein, therefore, kol echlech yoy, however, the end will be that there will be a day of retribution. There will be an accounting. Ulechein, however, kol echlech yeyachelu, all those who eat you, who cause you to suffer, they will be consumed. V'chol tzarayich kulam bashvi yeleichu, all of your enemies, the day of reckoning will come when they will go in captivity. Those people who plundered you, who trampled you, those people who, translation, means to trample. Look in the Mitzudot Sion. Shosayich limshisa inyan remisa udericha, to trample, to devour. All those people that trampled upon you, v'chol bozezayich, and those people who devoured you, etain lavas, they will be given over for being devoured by someone else. Pasuk yitzayin ki aleh.
Before we leave that phrase, shosayich lim shisa, right?
Shosayich, we say. V'rachakul kol. Right, so it's the same words, it's a different expression. Let's see the pasuk Yizayin ki ale arucha loch. Hashem says, "I will bring for you refuah." Arucha, both of these words mean the same thing. Ale, well, ale really means I'm going to bring upon you. Arucha means a healing. Umi ma koisayich erpoeich. I will heal you from your wound. Nuom Hashem, so says Hashem ki nidocha karulach. And here we come to a very famous expression, you have been called. You have been called a nation that has been pushed away. Tzion hi, it is with regard to Tzion, Doresh Ein La, there is no one that seeks out Tzion. Now we'll explain that in much more detail in one moment, but let's just first go through the simple interpretation of these three psukim that we ran through. Starting back with Pasuk Tes Vav in the Mitzudot Zavit. Matizak. Hashem says, don't complain to me. You have no one to blame for your problems other than yourself. Matizak. L'chein therefore, matizak l'Yisra'im al shirech. Why are you crying out to complain on your situation, on the fact that you've been broken apart? B'yamreich, she'anusha makoseich. Your cry is that your wound is extremely painful. Hoil, since there's nothing to cry out and complain to me. You know why you're suffering. The reason why you're suffering is because of your sins, the abundance of your sins. I've done all of these things to you, to give you what you deserve. The punishment does not come for nothing. Pasuk tes zayin, l'chein therefore, v'ani mishalem gemul ha-mifol, I'm going to pay what you deserve, what you have done, l'chein therefore, kol echlaich yeyachelu, just like you are going to get what you deserve, likewise your enemies will get what they deserve as well. R'tzim ha-loymar, ha-mashchitzim o'ischa, yishchosu gam hema b'gmulam, ultimately your enemies will also suffer the consequence of what they've done to you, and they will suffer as well. V'chol tzarayich, all of your enemies, kol hatzorim, all of your enemies will go into captivity, into exile. For hayu shosayich lim shisa, those people who have trampled upon you, the day will come when they will be trampled upon. Haroymesim oischa, those people that trample upon you, yiyu lerimisa, will be trampled. V'chol hashaylim oischa, all those that despoiled you, etain l'shalol, they will be plundered biyat hoyev, by the enemy. Ki gmul ani mishalem, Hashem pays do reward and punishment to everyone in their right time. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ki Aleh, Ratzo Leimar, Elo L'chol Levad Eseh Chesed, but you, Klal Yisrael, will have one thing that they, the Ummah HaSolam, do not have, and that is, V'yaleh Refua V'er Po'ech. I will bring upon you a healing, Mimachoseich, L'shuv L'yos K'me'os, like you were in the good old day. Okay, now we come to the part of this part of the pasuk is a bit more difficult. The end of the pasuk says, "Ki nidocha, you have been called the nation that has been pushed away." Return to Leimar. Im ki yikaru lach nidocha, although you have been called the nation that has been pushed away, v'amru, and people have said, "Tzion hi, ir asher ein lo doresh, loy kein hu." It is not so. Why is it not so? Ki ani akapsem ve'edresh osam, I will restore you. So according to the Mitsudos, you have to add a lot into the pasuk. It's not really clear. It's not really clear. The end of the pasuk, you have to add in all of this perish that even though it has been said upon you that you are called a nidocha, and even though it has said upon you tzion hi ein doresh lo, it's not so. The beginning of the pasuk transforms the end of the pasuk into a statement that it's going to be the other way around. The day will come when you... What?
You read the second of the pasuk first.
You read the second of the pasuk first, right? Even though it's not going to be like that. The end is going to be ki aleh aruchalach umi makosayich er poeich nu'um Hashem. Or you can really read it into the next psukim, into the next pasuk, into the next psukim, which go into the next nevuah. There were 18 nevuahs of Nechama, which also bring out the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to return to Klal Yisrael. So let's see Rashi. Rashi going back to pasuk Zayin, Lochein for Shavua. The word Lochein is a Shavua. I swear, the day of reckoning will come when your enemies will get what they deserve. Shosayich lim shisa l'shoin biza. The word Shosayich means to plunder. Means to take the spoils, to despoil. The chanting Yonasan vihon adayich ladi ad means biza. He translates word your nation will be adayich means you will be plundered. You will be plundered. Yud zayin arucha means refua. Period. Okay, let's see radak. Radak back post radak postik tez zayin. L'chein deyfo v'chol tzarech kulam hichbil l'chazei koinyin. There is a lot of repetition in order to strengthen the idea. Shosayich ha'alef emokam vav. Hemshuch ki shirashay shisa v'shoyes m'shisa sheshem v'ho'inyin echadhu. It's all the same thing. V'chein ba'alef emokam vav. Hemshuch milas. I'm not sure what these are.
Okay, but he says it comes from the
shorash
of shesa. Right?
It's to trample.
Yeah, but the
split hooves, the simonim,
that
trample upon another or something else. Very good, very good. Arucha is refua. Karulach umar soilam. Even though in the past you amru kitzion he ir she'ein lo doresh liyashiva liyisrael. They said about Tzion in the past that Tzion is a city which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not care. From this pasuk is very critical. Tzion hi doresh she'ein lo chazalon mikan. The fact that the pasuk says that this is what the umos ha'olam say, and the beginning of the pasuk says ki ale arucha loch, I'm going to bring a healing. It's teaching us that we are required to seek out tzion halois shali l'shleim asiyach. We're supposed to seek out the benefit of tzion. Let me see if I can find the exact words in the medrash. This is the paraglamid pasuk tezayin. Tzion hi. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. Ma'al Meidim Mizeh Pasuk El Lamanu Shab Yochanan Goza Lasos Kama Devarim Zecher LeMikdash. Okay, we do many things Zecher LeMikdash. For example, we put ash on the Rosh of a Chassan. When a chassan walks down the chuppah, they put ash on the rosh in the place of the tefillin. Losses efer tachas pe'er. And a bayis, and a new bayis, he's supposed to leave over an area in the bayis that's the size of one amma by one amma, zecher l'chorbin. Okay, there are many, I don't know what all the examples are, but there are many different things that we do, halacha l'mayisah, that's zecher l'chorbin. Where does it all come from? Inolan da'adin and zecher l'migdash. The Rabbi Yochanan says, where, from what pasuk do we learn that one is required to do things ad hayom hazeh, zecher l'migdash? From this pasuk, the Yom Akra, ki ale aruch olach, Hashem says, the day will come when I will bring healing to you. Umima koisayich er poeich, I will heal you from your wounds. Dum Hashem ki nidocho karulach, tzion hi doyresh ein la. Lichlal, the Gemara adds, deboaya derisha, that you do, it requires seeking out. It does require to seek out the good and the welfare of Eretz Yisrael. Tzion, this is the pasuk from where we learn to do all of those takanas that are going to be a zecher l'chorban. All right, let's go further. Just a few more pesukim. Koyam Hashem pasuk Yitches Koyam Hashem Hinei Shav Shvus Ahalei Yaakov. This is the second nevuah. The second, or maybe it's the third nevuah, again, the 18 nevuahs. I don't have the numbers of Nechama, but here we go to another nevuah. Ki koyim Hashem shini shav shvus ahole Yaakov. I'm going to return the captivity of Yaakov, mishkan asav aharachem, and his mishkanas, I will have compassion. V'niv nisa'ir al-tila. The city will once again be rebuilt al-tila on its mound. What? Will once again be rebuilt on its mound. V'armoin al-mishpato yeshev. We have over here many different expressions, many different expressions to describing the Beis HaMikdash. The first starts off by being called the Oholei, the tent. Then it refers to the Mishkin Oisaf, the Mishkan. Then it says the Ir Al Tila upon its hill, Tila. Okay, so the Ir Al Tila is another expression. The Armoin and the palace. Four different expressions to describe the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash: the Oihel, the Mishkan, the Ir Al Tila, and the Armoin Al Mishpatai. These refer to different dimensions of the Geula. There is the Oihel. I'm not even naturally different. Comment.
Each one is better than the other.
Oil is very temporary. Mishkan is more is something more established. Is a whole city, and Armon is a palace, something which is of Yoifi. So different. There are different stages. Seemingly it means that the Gula is going to come. It's not going to come in one shot. It's going to come in different stages, going through these different madregos of an oil, a Mishkan, an ear, and then it's going to be called ultimately the Armon, the palace of Klal Yisrael. Let's look at the Mitzudo Savit Pasuk Yud Ches. I'm going to return with tranquility the captivity of the tents of Yaakov, and the Mishkan is not going to be desolate upon its mound, upon its strength, what it had in the past, the Armoin Zebes HaMikdash Al Mishpatar Yisraelimar. It's going to be the way it was in time immemorial, from days of yore. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Ches, one word, Ve'armoin is the HaMikdash. The Radak, Pasuk Yud Ches, Kikoyim HaShem Benu, Sa'ir Al-Tila, Kitargumoy, Ve'siv B'nei, Karatod Yerushalayim, Be'asrei, in its place. Ve'amar Al-Tila, Lefi Shohoyo, Gvoye Mikol Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim was higher than all other cities in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'atel Gvoye, and Atel, the nature of Atel, is something which is very high. Ve'chein Ha'imdois Al-Tila, Pasuk Yeshua, Tilam is an example. You see the word Tilam means refers to the highest place. Ve'oso, Tirgim Yonason, Tok Fehon in its strength. He translates Tila to mean in its toikef, in its might. The Armoin, Armoin Hamelach Beis Hamikdash, Kamoy Shetirgim Yonason, the Beis Mikdashah, the Beis Hamikdash, Kad Chose Le Yish, when you see it, Yishtach Lel will be established. Alright, let's go to the next pasuk Yutas. The Yatsa Mehem Toida, what will come forth from Yerushalayim when it's going to be rebuilt? It's going to be built Toida, thanksgiving, the Kol Mesachakim, a sound of joy. The here be sim, I will cause Klal Yisrael to increase the number of Eloi Yimatu, they will no longer be diminished. The Hichbaditim, and I will bring upon them honor. Velo Yitzaru, and they will not suffer any pain. Pasukhof. Your children will be like they were in the good old days. days of the past. Va'ada soy lefonaiti kon, and your flock will be established before me. Ufakadati al kol echatzav, and I will punish all of the enemies. Let's go further. V'hoya pasuk chafalef, v'hoya adiroi mimen. This is another famous pasuk that the leader will come from them. The Melech HaMashiach will be an insider. It's not going to be an out. We learned that you don't take from the outside. The Melech will be one, someone that you know of. He's not going to be someone from the outside. Umoishloi mikirboi, and he will rule from within. It's a repetition. The leader mikirbo yetzei will come from within. The hikraf tiv, I will bring him close. The nigash eloi, he will come close to me. Ki mihu zeh orav el slibo logesh selai num Hashem. Who else would come? Would come and embolden himself to come close, other than the leader, the one who I have selected. The Yisimli, we'll see more what that means in the moment, in the Mefarshim. A guarantor. Okay, we'll see in a moment. Let's just listen to Shav. The Yisimli, La'am, Vanochi, Elia, Lachem, Lelukim. And you'll be as to me as the people, that will be to you as a God. Okay, let's take a look at these Sukkim together. Starting with back to Pasik Yud Ches. Pasik Yud Ches. Pasuk Yutes in the Mitzvahs V'yotza Mehem Me'ohole Yaakov Yetzei Hashmas Haidos L'mokoyim. It will come forth thanks. Hashmas Haidoho L'mokoyim. Thanksgiving will come forth from the Beis HaMikdash. V'kol Mesachakim V'smechim Al Roiv HaTayva. Everyone in Klal Yisrael will rejoice over the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon the nation. V'hir b'sim, b'bonim u'b'bonos, you will multiply with children. V'lo yimatu k'derech shohayu mematim b'holchim b'hiyosim b'vel. You will not diminish in number like you were during the time of Bavel. V'chbaditim,
They diminished to intermarriage.
That's the worst type of diminishment in Klal Yisrael, to intermarriage. V'chbaditim yu am kaved. They will be a mighty nation. V'chbaditim means honor. He's not translating the word v'chbaditim in honor. He's translating v'chbaditim to mean they're going to be very mighty. The kafel hada b'milim shoynes k'kedem.
It means that they're a lot. Yeah.
Kaved, the numerous. They'll be numerous in number. Kikadem chavivim olai kikimei kadem lufonai tikon yu nuchanim lufonai rotsolemer ashkiach bohem lehocheno sam beroiv toiva. I will pay attention to them to prepare them so they can be the recipients of the great abundance of blessing that I will bestow upon them. Ufakadati, and at that point in time I'm going to punish their enemies. Ufakadati ashkiach lehoshiv gmul al kol halechesim oisam. I will at that point in time pay attention to punish the people who have caused them pain in the past. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hoya Adiroi Mimenu, Rotzoloimar Malko Yihye Mi Yisrael. The king will come from the Jews. He will not be an appointee from a foreign nation. In history, there have been many times when the foreign nations have appointed leaders to decide to make the decisions on our behalf. That's not going to be the situation when Mashiach comes. It goes without saying that we will have sovereignty, we'll have autonomy, and the Melech will be from among us. Umoishloi kafal hadavar b'milim shoynais. The second expression, umoishlo mikirbo yetzei, is equivalent, identical what it says, v'hoya adiro, the mighty one. A code word for the leader will be mimenu, from Klal Yisrael. Next words.
There will be another mention regarding this population from a Belskill of Shalom. The American Jews, census in 1940, was about 5.5 million Jews.
5.5 million.
1950, 10 years later, it was 4.5 million. What happened to
intermarriage? Intermarriage, assimilation. When I many years ago took a course in rabbinic training, and we had the honor of hearing from Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald. Ephraim Buchwald was one of the very big people in Kiev in America at that time. I'm sure he still is. And he invented this thing of Shabbos across America. They don't really have it in New York, but outside of New York, it was a big thing. I remember that time he was so happy. He brought in a television. That was before the flats, the LCD, the flat screen television. He brought in this big television, and he just got from the editor the commercial. the commercial for Shabbos across America, and he was so excited, and he played it for us, he put in the VCR, and he played the commercial that's going to air throughout the entire America, on all the televisions, Shabbos across America. He warned us, all these Lakewood fellows, it's not a Hamish commercial. It's very hip. It was a very nice little jingle, and it was a very hip type of commercial to encourage people. And he explained, he says something very, very, very frightening. He says that in America, at that point in time, this is probably at least 10 years ago, maybe even more, he said in America, at that point in time, there are currently 10 million Jews that have absolutely no connection to Yadus. If you will, they're 100% not observant, to the degree that if you ask them, are you Jewish, they will respond, no, I am not a Jew. If you then ask them, is your mother Jewish, they will respond, yes, my mother is Jewish. Then you'll say, did you know that if your mother is Jewish, it automatically means that you are Jewish? Oh, I never knew that. Well, of course, how are they supposed to know? Yeah. So he claimed that every single day, this number of people, these 10 million people, are in danger of becoming extinct. Because within a couple of years, if you'll ask these people, are you Jewish? They'll say no. Is your mother Jewish? Also, they'll also say no. Also, so he said that we're dealing here with a period of time where there are 10 million Jews whose lives are on the line. And it is critical, not necessarily to make sure that they become Shemit Torah Mitzvos, that's a very nice thing, but it's critical that at least they should know that they are Jewish. So maybe the next generation can be saved. At least they should know they're Jewish, they should marry someone who's a Jew, so maybe someone will come along the next generation and save them. But that's a very frightening thing. Let's finish up these psukim. Hashem says, I will bring him close. For who ye nigash elai lehiskarev? Return to Loimar. At etah belibo yiras Hashem who ye moisif ohelech. So this is a very interesting pasuk with a very interesting number of commentators. What exactly this means. And first we have over here the Mitzudos. And the Mitzudos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to initiate the process. Hashem will plant a seed in the mind of the Mashiach, of the leader, that he should step forward to be the leader. Hashem is going to put the machshav in his mind, and that will start, that will trigger a spark, and he then will go proceed and add to it. Ki mihu zeh, bo litein tam, lomar betchila akarvenu. The second half of the pasuk, according to the parish of the Mitzudos, is coming to explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to initiate. Because who would have the chutzpah to declare himself to be the Mashiach, to declare himself to be Hashem, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired him to do so? Bo litein tam, lama betchila akarvenu. Why Hashem has to start the process. The acharei ze yigash elai. The yomar, ki mihu zeho ish asher hischayiv es liboy logeshes elai lehiskarev, im lo asayehu lekarvo lehistabek bi. Who would ever dare, who would ever go and dare, orev here, the way he translates it is, look at the Mitzudos Sion, orev inyan hischayivus. Who would obligate, like he said, as a co-signer? A co-signer is called an orev. Who would go and obligate himself to come close to Hashem and take upon himself to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inspired him to do so? And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to initiate the process. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Ve'yisem L'am, and you will be to me as a people. Ritzon Elomar, Kulchem Tarmu Bi, all of them will taminu be, all of you will believe in me, v'tiyu ami will be my nation, v'ani hei lochem l'elokim, I'll be your God, l'hashkiach b'chem, l'hayti l'eschem, to be good to you. Let's finish up over here, the Rashi and the Mitzvah and the Radak. Very, starting with Pasik, Yud Tes, v'chbadetim, sheyu am koveit. You will be a mighty nation. V'lo yit... Numerous nation. Kaved v'lo yitzaru, kamo yimatu, the same grammatical form, and you will no longer have pain. You no longer will suffer. You no longer will suffer. Diminish. But that's not what I think yitzaru over here means. You mean that's a translation? That's what you want to say is the...
A word, grammatical word comparison.
Over here, the Mitzudos, how does he translate the word? How does he translate the Yitzhar in Yin Miot? No, it's not so. Look how the Mitzudos Sion translates the word Yimatu. he indeed translates the word yimotu to correspond to...
It's the opposite of amkavet.
Kavet. But the Mitsudos does not translate kavet to me a lot. He translates vichbadetim, no, he does, in ribu, I'm sorry about it, in ribu means abundance, and yitzar means to me to diminish. So you are right. So enchanami, so therefore these two words, they parallel one another, enchanami. You will increase the number and you will not be diminished. Next words, ufakadati inyin hashkacha. At that point in time, Hashem says, I will pay attention to all of your enemies. Loichatzav, hadoichakim, umat... I'm sorry, I was reading the mitzvah, I'm a mistake, I'm sorry. Rashi, chof aleph, adiroi, sar sheloi. Their leader will be from within. Orev es libo, orav es libo. Loshon Eirovoin, a guarantor. Who else would take upon himself to be responsible, to feel the obligation, to take responsibility for Klal Yisrael, if not for the fact that Hashem has inspired Logeshe Selai Limilchoma Limchois Biyadi? What? I don't know what that means. Eirovoin, that's the French word. Okay, now the next word is Mihu ze orav es libo logeshes elai la milchama limchos biyadi. It would appear that, according to Rashi, he's saying something very different than the Mitsudo Sion. That who else would dare to come and argue with me? A general expression that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to appoint a leader. At this point in time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nigash Eloi, ki mihu ze orav es libo lo geshes Eloi nu Hashem, at this point in time, no one's going to start up and make trouble for Klal Yisrael. Lo geshes Eloi lemelchamo limchois biyadi. On the previous passage, when I'm going to... Okay. We have to go do over here the Radak. Radak, you know, it's late, so let's stop over here. We'll do the Radak next time.